So I think the first place to start is why reform, why now? And I want to emphasize that the commission, when it was formed in December of 2012, didn't go into the project thinking we had to reform Chapter 11. They went into the project saying we need to study whether Chapter 11 is working as effectively as it could for all and not some of our distressed companies. And what the commission heard, I think, time and time again at the public hearings it held throughout the three-year study project and across this country is there's at least a perception that Chapter 11 is no longer working for many companies, particularly in the retail space, particularly in the small and middle market space. And we actually received testimony that companies were running away from Chapter 11. And that testimony and the follow-up research we did in the topical advisory commission committees that I will mention in a moment as a commission as a whole were terribly troubling to the commissioners. If we're going to have a federal bankruptcy law, it should be one that distressed companies can turn to when they need it most, and it should be a tool that can really maximize value for all stakeholders and help distressed companies rehabilitate as effectively as possible. So to get this project underway, the ABI constituted the commission. There were 22 members on the commission. 18 of the members were voting members, 4 were ex officio. And I could not do justice to the bios of these individuals, even in the entire 45 minutes I have with you this morning. So I would just encourage you to look at the website, www.commission.abi.org, and you can read their full bios there. The project, as I said, was undertaken, and I will tell you at the start of the project, it was made very clear to all of the commissioners that they needed to check their advocacy hats at the door.